Egan is given an error, and the Yankees get a light. Uh-oh. Holy cow. As they put that error sign up, a bolt of lightning. Now you hear the thunder right in back of the scoreboard. Outside. And that's where I'm heading in just a moment. Only there's nobody here to take this microphone over. Al Brown can't do it because of the union rules. And the crowd is starting to scatter now. The pitch is hit in the air to deep right center, but moving to his left is Nettles. And Morris Nettles makes the catch. One out. You should have seen that bolt of lightning. Holy cow. The whole crowd saw it. Yeah, Bill White's trying to now. If Bill White was any kind of a buddy, he'd come over and grab this mic. You saw that lightning out there. I know you did. I want to tell you, there was another bolt and another clap of thunder. And Dick Williams is coming out now. And they might, holy cow, what a bolt of lightning. Dick Williams might want to walk Maddox to pitch to Bobby Mercer. And if he does, oh, Bill White, what a buddy you are. And let's see what they're going to do. If they're going to walk Maddox, because he is red hot right now. They're going to walk him. They're going to put Maddox out. Oh, there's another one. Ooh. And I want to tell you, this lightning is really hitting all over this ballpark. And more fans are scattering. And Dick Williams, of course, realizes that if the rains come now and the game is called, it'll be a 1-1 game. But if the Yankees should get a base hit, even though this inning is not completed, the Yankees would win it. And here comes Bobby Mercer. Now, Bobby's been up twice and struck out both times. Two out. Pitch. Line drive, base hit, left center. That's going to score two runs. Two runs will score, and the Yankees lead 2-0.